I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When we want NFL information, well, we have a variety of folks we can go to, but the person at the absolute top of the list who's going to give you the insight into absolutely everything you need to know, because she's been there, she's done that, she's Amy Trask from CBS Sports, former front office executive, president of the Oakland Raiders. Hello, Amy. Good to have you with us.
And royalty.
Well, it's good to join you. Thank you for having me. And I'm relieved to learn we are not going to be discussing that which I was listening to as I was on hold and that which you referenced as too much information, because I thought, are we going to discuss kissing and how to kiss? But I'm glad we're not going to.
Yeah, that's another show. They do silly things. We talk football.
I would do it if I was prepared. I'm just not prepared for that, man.
I'm not prepared either. So.
Yeah, me neither. Good to have you with us. Before we get into things, how are you holding up? Everything going okay?
Yeah, I'm doing well. We are healthy. We are happy. We recognize how fortunate we are not to have the problems so many people have. So thank you for asking, and I hope that you guys are well and that you stay well as well.
Thank you. Let's talk some football.
Okay.
Even here through the pandemic and everything going on, it's been pretty business as usual for the NFL, and I think that's a good thing for the league and the fans as well, Amy, the way things have worked out. Clearly, Roger Goodell has some plans in his back pocket in case things have to change a little bit. But are you hearing that they're thinking they might need to use those, or are we starting to trend more in the line that, hey, this thing could start on time?
Well, we obviously don't know. And the one thing I find myself wishing all the time as we read and hear stories on this is that more people would acknowledge we don't know how things are going to unfold over the next several months. So I understand that the league is doing that, which I witnessed firsthand for almost 30 years, which is planning for multiple contingencies. And I think that's very, very smart business. You can plan for any contingency on the spectrum, and you can have multiple parallel plans ready, and you can figure out how to mix and match those plans. But planning for multiple contingencies makes a lot of sense. Maybe we open on time, maybe not. How do you move things around if you don't? What do you do if different jurisdictions have different rules? The league is planning for all of those contingencies, and I think that's smart business.
I wonder what went through the Princess of Darkness. I wonder what went through her mind when she saw the story yesterday, or maybe didn't see this, but I'll tell you if you didn't. When Forbes said that the NFL would lose $5.5 billion if there are no fans in the stands, what went through your mind?
Well, I'm going to say this as diplomatically as possible. Maybe I won't be so diplomatic. Consider the source. And the reason I say that is, throughout all my years with the league, every single year, Forbes did a ranking of team values, revenues, values, profit, all of those things. And here's how that went every year. And I'm probably dooming myself for all time with Forbes when I share this with you. But I would get a phone call from someone with Forbes saying, we're working on our annual ranking of teams in terms of profitability and team value. Can you provide all of this data to us in terms of your revenues, your expenses, et cetera, et cetera? And I would laugh and say, you're kidding, right? You think I'm actually going to provide you that data. And when I got done laughing, we said a very, very nice goodbye. And the next thing I knew, the list came out and assumptions were made by Forbes as to data they did not have. So yes, teams are going to lose revenue, but take the data with a grain of salt, because Forbes doesn't have access all the data on which they're basing those assumptions. They're making some pretty, pretty big assumptions. And by the way, they didn't tell us in that article, is it gross? Is it net? Is it before tax, after tax? I mean, there's a lot of information missing.
Amy, your new best friend is Paul Dolan, the owner of the Cleveland Indians, because you said what he always says all the time, too, when people question what the value of the Indians is, according to Forbes. So if you get a call from him saying thank you for what you just said, you'll know why.
Hey, I have a new bestie. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that works out really well. The NFL doing some things this week, Amy. The assistant coach is now able to look for gigs without having to get permission. Now, I would assume when you were running the Raiders, they had to come to you for permission. Can you explain how that worked and how it's going to work moving forward? What gets eliminated here?
Actually, there was this guy. Let me share his name with you. His name was Al and Davis. And he's the one who ultimately – Al, and then the next coach, Davis. Is that ringing a bell at all?
Al Davis. The man who was wearing his white jumpsuit when I was talking to him at his Hall of Fame induction, looking just
That's the
great.
One. That's the one I was going to, for your listeners, say. You might want to Google it, you guys. And I don't mean you. I'm being facetious and silly. And if I'm not amusing anyone else, I'm amusing myself. So there's that.
And me.
Good. Yeah. Look, I've long thought that there needs to be a change in the way those rules as to assistant coaches could interview were addressed. And the reason is it penalizes the assistant coaches, or the rule until now penalized the assistant coaches whose teams did the best. Because teams who hired a new head coach were in a rush to get their staff put together for fair reason. They were competing with other teams to get the assistants. So they weren't always willing to wait until the playoffs were over to do it. And so having rules that said you can only interview during this time slot or that time slot or with this restriction really had the effect of hurting those who went the deepest into the playoffs. So I like this. My view is that the wider the pipeline is for everyone, the better it is for everyone, candidates and teams alike. I say either let everyone interview from moment A on, irrespective of whether their teams are playing, or don't let anyone interview until everyone can interview, because that's a much more fair playing ground.
Hey, what did you think of the proposed compensation for minority hiring through draft picks? I actually thought that, you know, if you lose someone off of your staff, getting compensation didn't seem to be to me that would be. I don't know. That, I didn't have a problem with it. It was the other way around. I like there are parts of it that I didn't like, and some coaches have now kind of bit back and said I'm not a big fan of this.
And by the way, the idea you just articulated about. Look, don't compensate someone for making a hire. Compensate a team who loses someone.
Right.
Is something that's very, very intriguing, because then what you're really doing is you're rewarding the team who gave someone an opportunity such that that person could then go on and get another bigger, better, broader job. So I think what you just suggested is interesting. Here was my view, and it remains my view, that the league is endeavoring to figure this out. They're trying to find a way to make things work. And you know what? Sometimes when we're trying to solve a problem, we all suggest an idea that we look back on and say, ooh, maybe not such a great idea. And I have long said that suggesting an idea, no matter how silly it may ultimately prove to be, is a good thing to do, because even from ideas which don't work, we can generate a discussion and find ideas that do work. I do that all the time. I mean, we have big three meetings now where I'll be the first to suggest an idea, and then we'll talk it through, and we'll all look at me like I'm a nut, and I'll be the first to say, all right, that was a really nutty idea. But look where it's led us. So I'm in favor of sharing ideas and working to make them the best idea.
Amy Trask joining us from CBS Sports, former president of the Oakland Raiders. One of the rule changes that's out there, Amy, it looks like they would love to get a sky judge in, even though the competition committee hasn't recommended that. I think that makes sense. We'll see if that happens down the road. Probably won't happen this year. But the onside kick stuff, with the idea of, all right, instead of an onside kick, you say, we're going to try for this, and you get the ball at the 25 and you pick up 15, at least that's the thing right now, you get to keep the football. Just doesn't feel right to me.
Really?
What's it, Yeah, I don't know that I like it. Tell me why I should or shouldn't.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I agree with you on the Sky Judge. So let's just start with our point of agreement, the Sky Judge, because as technology has evolved, why not embrace technology and use it to make the game better? As to the onside kick, I'm not sure I would do that or that I love it in all instances, but it's optionality. So, you know, I'm looking at it through that prism, which is if you don't want to do it, don't. But you better be prepared that your opponent might. I don't know that I love it. I'm still thinking it through. But I do like, as a general rule, extra sort of intrigue and challenges. And I don't mean challenging a call on the field, but the challenge of having to figure out what's my opponent going to do in this instance. Not only what do I want to do, but I've got to be prepared for several options from my opponent. It adds another layer, and I think that's interesting. I don't know if I love it or not. But I'm game. You know, change is good, man. Okay. Or it can be good.
Do you hope they implement it in the preseason? I know they did it in the Pro Bowl.
Oh, I think as a general rule, things should be given a try in the preseason, if and to the extent there is a preseason, just because you can sort of get the little hiccups out.
Okay.
The notion of fourth and 15 instead of an onside kick to me, I like it. I don't think it's enough though. I don't think 15 yards instead of an onside. Like, I think it should be 4th and 20, 4th and 25.
Well, the one thing you have to watch out for, whether it's 4th and 15 or 4th and a gabillion, is the penalty that could give the first down. If I'm coaching the team against which that play is being run, I'm grabbing my defensive backs and I'm saying, you better not hold anyone. Now, if you don't hold, if you don't jam, if you don't commit pass interference, if you don't, you know, there's a better chance that it'll be completed. But do you want to give up a first down on a DPI call? Do you want to give up a first down on a defensive holding call? I mean, you've got to factor in all of the potential penalties as well.
And it could be really punitive, Amy, for the team that if you don't pick it up, well, the other team's almost immediately in field goal range.
But you better factor that into your decision.
Yeah.
It's a risk-reward analysis. The risk if I don't make it is X. The reward if I make it is Y. You're doing a risk-reward analysis, man.
Amy Trask joining us, former president of the Raiders. She's with CBS Sports. You think this football season can go off, Amy? And would it be okay in your mind if there were limited fans? I think we're to the point now where I think we all think that you could have limited fans at something. Can it go off that way?
We are an adaptable species. And those who adapt in the manner that is the most creative and the most ingenious are going to adapt the best. If I had told you, and maybe not you specifically, but any number of people, if I had said a year ago the NFL is going to do a draft, which is entirely remote in nature, nobody's going to be at a team facility, nobody will be together, people would have said to me, that can't happen. And you know what? It happened magnificently. The league did a spectacular job with that in a number of ways. They pulled off a tremendous draft. They set a great example for people that with some creativity and ingenuity, we can adapt spectacularly. So look, if the reality is that sports will be allowed, but no fans will be allowed, well, guess what, folks? We're going to have to adapt. And we are an adaptable species. Doesn't mean we always like the adaptations, but what's the choice? If municipalities and states are going to say no fans, or if a business decides it's best not to have fans, are we going to have a temper tantrum and say then we don't want to do it at all? Of course not.
Yeah. Amy, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Amy. And thank you for helping me learn how to argue with Jeff, because now I know, just find a little thing that you can agree on, suck him in on that, and then drop the hammer on him after that, and then he'll agree with you. And
well, first of all, I love coming on with you guys. We'll just keep this our little secret, but you're two of my favorites. We won't let anyone else know that. And I'm sorry if I caused a ruckus between you.
Oh, that's okay.
No, we have more than a few of those on our own. Amy, thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Be careful on your elliptical while you're writing stories.
Thank you.
Amy Trask, former president of the Raiders, CBS Sports, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.